Did you notice the words on that song?
I'm always so blessed by them. I just want to point something out to you. I found a friend, oh such a friend. He loved me before I knew him. Before I knew him. Actually, when I was his enemy, if you know the scriptures. He drew me with cords of love, and thus he bound me to him. And round my heart still closely twine those ties which nothing can break, which naught can sever, for I am his and he is mine, forever and forever. Then the very next verse goes into this. I found a friend, oh such a friend, he bled and died to save me. It talks about the price that he paid to save us. Come on, our good boathouse keeper. Come on, Grace, good to see you. But I want to tell you something very interesting. As I singing this song, I couldn't help but think of the night in which Jesus was betrayed. You all know the story, you've read it, which he brought his disciples together and they celebrated the Passover. He said how with great desire, he had desire to eat that supper with them. And then he did something unusual. I'm sure you have heard this recounted hundreds of times, probably every time you've taken communion and then some. It says when supper had ended, he took bread and he broke it, blessed it, broke it, and he gave it to them and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And then he took the cup. Some claim that it was the Elijah cup. You're familiar at all with your Jewish customs. And it says, then he gave it to them. He offered it to them. And he said something very interesting. He said, this cup is a new covenant in my blood. Well, know what he did that night? You might know this, but most of you probably don't. You know what he did that night to his disciples? Listen to this carefully. He proposed to them. In Jewish tradition, when a young man wanted to marry a young woman, Joseph and Mary, his betrothed wife. Well, he would enter his family, his father, his family would enter into negotiations with his prospective bride, with the girl in which he was interested. And of course, they would haggle and, do all that Middle Eastern stuff. But once it was settled, now here it is, watch this. Once it was settled, once it was agreed upon that this young man, this man was going to marry this woman, he would go to her with a cup. With a cup. And in that cup would be wine. And he would offer it to her. This was how he proposed. He would offer her that cup and said, I want to make with you a new covenant, a new agreement. This is the cup of a new covenant, and I will defend that covenant. Can anybody finish that sentence? I bet you can. With my blood. This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Will you drink it? He was offering to make with her a new cup. That's what marriage is, isn't it? Marriage is a covenant. Marriage is an agreement. It is a legally binding agreement. And of course, further than that, it is an agreement in the eyes of God. This young man was offering to make a new covenant, a new binding agreement with this young lady that he would defend and stand for even to the death. Jesus was proposing to his followers, saying, I want you to become my bride. Anybody ever notice when you read the Bible how often it refers to the church as Christ's bride? I wonder where they came up with that. I wonder where the Apostle Paul, I wonder where some of those New Testament writers wrote the epistles, I wonder where they came up with that idea. Might it not have been that in that night in which Jesus was betrayed, he proposed to his bride and said, I am about to purchase this new covenant with my blood. And he did it. And he did it the next day when he went to the cross. And when I think of that, this song becomes very alive to me. Not only because of my experience with the Lord, and I trust your experience with the Lord as your friend, but when I realize what he did to buy me, to propose to me, to make me a part of his family, I am in a covenant with him, a covenant which cannot be broken. Not because I'm so good or I'm so strong or I'm so special, but because he purchased and defends that covenant with his own blood. And now, what do we sing at the end? From him who loves me now so well, what power my soul can sever? Who can take me out of his hand? Who can take me away from him? Shall life? What's the answer?
No.
Or death? No. Good, you're getting the idea. Or earth?
No.
No. Or hell?
No.
Why not? Because I am his forever. Because he purchased me. See, when we say that Jesus loves us, that he loves us, that we are his bride, that's in a very sort of a literal sense. He proposed to us and says, will you drink? Will you take this cup? Will you enter into this covenant with me? And when we say yes, when we say yes, all that is his becomes ours. That young man who proposed to that bride, the moment she accepts that cup and drinks of it, everything that's his also becomes hers. Also becomes hers. And so all that is our bridegroom's is ours. And so tonight again, he says, I love you. I love you. Will you come to me? Will you allow me to endow you with all that I have? He has so much, so much more. No matter how much he has given you, guess what? He's still got more. He's still got more. We never exhaust the riches of his grace. And so take from him tonight. Just love him in return. Just love him in return. Accept his love and love him back. And watch and see what he'll do for you.